Hello, welcome to the Craft of a Cloud podcast. My name is Elvis Wani. I'm a barber, artist, and entrepreneur located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I started this podcast for artists and creatives at every level, from amateur to professional. And the philosophy of Craft of a Cloud is basically pursuing excellence by putting love for your craft above the clout that would come with success. Nothing in this world would exist the way it does without the power of creatives. Creativity gives us the ability to change and bend reality to our will. You can utilize it to build buildings, to build businesses, to build yourself spiritually, build your pockets. There's so many applications. And in my more ambitious creative circles, a term that gets thrown around a lot is manifestation. And I've really come to hate that word, to be honest, because I feel like it's oversimplifying as well as just generally being used incorrectly. People claim to be manifesting because they're saying things to themselves every day, that they're looking at a vision board on a daily basis. And that is such a small piece of the puzzle for me. I believe in the God-given ability to manifest, but it's not as simple as just thinking thoughts and making them appear. Personally, I've started replacing the word manifestation with the phrase tuning your intention. Because the power of manifestation isn't some magic that makes something in your brain appear. It's more like narrowing your focus for specific opportunities. Because I believe there's way more blessings around us than we can register at any given moment. And a lot of the opportunities that we end up wanting later in life, I believe, have been around us whole time, but we just didn't have the bandwidth to pick it up. If you think about it, at any given moment, there's so much stimuli and things happening around us that there's no way to accurately pay attention to everything. And it's a good thing that we have selective attention, because otherwise we'd be overloaded. Like, imagine all the things you see or you could see on your drive to work. If you paid that much attention to the scenery and all the things around you, it would take you a lot longer to get to work. It's a good thing that we can get tunnel vision and block out a lot of things so we can focus on the things that we care about the most at any given moment. And what I feel like is a good example of tuning your intention is when you buy a new car, you notice everybody that drive that car now. And keep in mind, they probably got the car before you did, but now you pay attention because it's part of your intention. Once your mind or your heart is set on something, you can pick it out in a crowd. But just locking on your goal and setting your intention is the first step of manifestation. It's a much bigger process than just thinking of what you want. The most crucial step is putting effort and work towards your goal. And that's where most people fall short, or they slack the most. Everyone that's ever worked towards a goal has struggled with procrastination. And understandably, it has a negative connotation, because procrastination is basically the number one reason that people's dreams die. But I don't really consider anything good or bad. I just think everything's relative. All procrastination is really just loose intention. You're already at the point where you set a goal and you're working towards it, but you're dragging your feet because your mental energy isn't focused on a specific result or a specific time frame. And now I have a love and hate relationship with procrastination, because I realize that whenever I procrastinate, I still get my shit done. I'm just take a way more stressful path. And more often than not, even though I dragged my feet on whatever project and I slid in just right under the wire, I also did all the bullshit on the side, the non-productive stuff that I wanted to do as well. So even though I was more stressed, it was a win-win low key. But procrastination is something that's going to come with any goal that isn't number one. Sure, you might procrastinate on whatever assignment, but I guarantee you probably not going to procrastinate on getting food, water, and shelter if you need it. It's really just all about priority. The things that are the most important to you will be at the top of the list, taking up most of your bandwidth. And if you were to write a list of all your priorities, starting from number one, by the time you got to like 15, these are things that you don't spend that much mental energy on. There are things you'll get around to it when you got the energy or you just feel like it. When people tell me that they've been struggling to make progress towards a goal or really just dragging their feet, immediately that communicates to me that their priorities are slightly off. Not that their priorities are wrong, but whatever goal that they're trying to tell me is their priority, I know isn't really at the top of their list. For people that don't know, as of May 2022, I'm 24 years old. So I've only been an adult for really 6 going on 7 years. And people are really surprised on like a lot of the life changes and pivots and things I've made and like things I've accomplished and places I'm trying to go just in that time. And when I'm having conversations about it with people, they kind of look at me like I'm special. Like, oh wow, like I wish I could be like that. I wish I had the capacity to do this and this and that. And like, I get it. You know, I was that outsider looking in at some point, looking at other people doing what they wanted to do in life. But that kind of annoys me too. Because the only difference between me and everybody else is that my intentions are set on specific priorities. On some real shit, there was a time where I wanted to cut hair more than I cared about being alive. But people completely disregard the intention and priority towards a goal. And even though you live and breathe something and put your blood and sweat and tears into something for 6 years, people will still look at you and say, oh, must be nice. We all can't be as lucky as you. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. When you're down in a dark place and you're staring into the abyss, it shows you that life is too short, especially to have like a long list of priorities, especially if those priorities are things that you just kind of care about, because you don't even have the bandwidth to make progress towards everything on that list. People are walking around with 100-item lists of priorities, and most of those weren't even priorities that came from them. They're things that the world expects from them. To look a certain way, to present themselves a certain way, to live a certain way, to do certain things that aren't even in line with who you are as an individual, who God made you to be. The goals that you're trying to manifest, are they even your goals? Or did someone just place them there in your head? Because most of the goals that we have, let's say we manifest them, and then we realize, oh, there's just other goals. There's other extraneous goals behind that, because these aren't even main missions. Like, if life is a video game, these aren't even main missions. These are side missions in DLC. So it has us spending all this energy we could be putting towards our main story on this extraneous shit. And then we find ourselves upset and drained because we spent all this energy and we have none of the progress to show for it. The best advice I can give to anybody that wants to streamline their quote unquote manifestation process and really just minimize their procrastination is to reassess your priorities. Really, not even just reassess. If you have a list of your priorities, completely cross all that shit out and then write a new list, but only put 5 items on it. And I guarantee that if you take a season of your life, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months, shoot, maybe in a few years, to really hone in and try to improve those problems or priorities, since they're the most essential priorities to you, every aspect of your life will become better. When I was writing my list, at the top was understanding myself, dealing with my own trauma, and growing spiritually. I realized at that point in my life, most of my problems arose from me not being in touch with myself, as well as unresolved trauma leaking out and affecting other people in my life, as well as getting in the way of the progress that I want to make for myself. And it took me years to get to a place where I can say I confidently understand myself. But that understanding of myself made my life better in every other possible way, especially interacting with other people. Because the better you understand yourself, the better you can understand someone else. And when you resolve your own trauma, that trauma doesn't leak out into your interactions with other people. So you're going to influence the people around you more positively. And at some point, you'll find yourself in a season where you don't have as much damage to heal from in, let's say, a mental and spiritual aspect. So that's just more energy that you can direct towards other priorities on that list. And sooner or later, your life will be completely unrecognizable. There was a point in time when the main motivator for me to do well and make progress was to flex on people. And that was because I was hurting in a place where I felt like I needed that validation to make me feel better or to cope. But once I worked on the source of that issue, that's not a sore spot for me anymore. And since then, I've really become a minimalist. Like, I still like nice things, but I'm not emotionally tied to any possessions in this world, for real. And now the biggest flex that I have is my peace of mind. When I'm by myself, when I'm around anybody else, people feel that from me. And the funny thing is now people are a lot more jealous of the internal peace that I have than anything I could have bought to flex on them with. Everything falls into place when your priorities and your intentions in line and you focus on the process over the product. Because I feel like even though I consider my peace to be priceless, I think the journey to find my peace was more valuable than the specific destination. Life is a journey, but the final destination is death. But on this journey, as long as you're prioritizing your direction over your specific speed or destination, you're on the right path. And along that path, you're going to find and develop the tools to help you pick up the pace. Once you take the time to be mindful and intentional about your moves, you'll end up where you need to be. All right, but that's all I got for today. I appreciate y'all tuning in. If you'd love to connect with me, I'm on Instagram. You can follow me at Cuts by Elvis as well as at Craft Over Clout Brand for the podcast. But if you really rock with your boy, go ahead and check out craftoverclout.com. Up there, we got a bunch of merch. We just dropped a new Craft Chaser hat. Super excited. I think it's fire. We got them in black as well as blue. But go ahead and check out craftoverclout.com. And I appreciate y'all again. But till next time, Craft Over Clout, I'm out.